Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is People Every Day. Coming up, comedian John Mulaney and actress Olivia Munn's relationship news on the heels of his divorce announcement. Plus, breaking down the CDC's new COVID-19 guidelines. And Derek Huff drops in with a funny story.
Getting my driver's license was such a traumatic experience. You know, it took me four times
oh, no.
to pass my test.
It's May 14th. Hello, guys. This is People Every Day. It's me, Janine Rubenstein, and it is Friday. It's sunny out, and I am going to get out of this house this weekend, and you should too, safely, that is. I might go for a nice drive and listen to Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo, you know, the breakout star from High School Musical, the series. I, like so many, am obsessed with that sweet, sad song, and later in the show, I catch up with hit Dancing with the Stars alum Derek Huff, who is making a cameo on the new season of Olivia's show, or HSMTMTS, as the kids call it. And he shares the funniest story about getting his driver's license and how things are going for him and sister Julianne Huff these days. So stay tuned for that. But right now I have TV editor Brianne Heldman on to discuss today's top stories. Hi, Brianne.
Hi, Janine, and happy belated birthday.
Thank you. I'll take it. So let's get into this one. It's a juicy one. Okay. John Mulaney and Olivia Munn are a couple. We have that confirmed through a source. She's, of course, an actress. He is a hit comedian, but he was just in the news this week for some sad news.
On Monday.
So take me through just the quick rundown so we can catch people up on what's going on with John Mulaney.
Of course. So it has been a week for John Mulaney. On Monday, he revealed that he and his wife, Anna Marie Tendler, were divorcing after almost 7 years of marriage. They'd been together quite a while before that. Of course, John is famous as a comedian. He was a writer on Saturday Night Live. He's become a fan favorite host of Saturday Night Live, known for his amazing musical numbers. He also just got out of rehab. He just recently finished a 60-day rehab program. He had struggled with addiction for decades and had a resurgence, went to rehab, is taking care of it. He is still sober and still in recovery, but he is back on stage also this week. He launched a series of shows at City Winery here in New York City that sold out immediately. They are checking phones at those shows, so there's no recordings. You're not going to be able to find some little sneaky YouTubes on the dark web of what he was talking about, but he did talk about his recovery and his addiction during those shows. Then, of course, yesterday, Thursday, people broke the news that John Mulaney and Olivia Munn were dating and that they met at church, according to them.
So much going on. Okay. So out of rehab, great. Divorcing wife, that's sad. Has a hit show, great for him. Dating Olivia Munn, that throws not a monkey wrench, but it's just a lot happening. So what's your initial reaction to all of this hitting at once?
Oh, well, I think it's a lot. And it certainly makes me hope that John Mulaney is prioritizing his recovery over all of these things, because in the long term, that will mean that we get more John Mulaney. I mean, it makes me a little nervous, but I am optimistic that he is taking care of himself.
Yeah. So, okay, let's talk about Olivia Munn. So she previously dated quarterback Aaron Rodgers. And let me start with her career. I loved her on The Newsroom. I was a big fan of The Newsroom. I know that, like, people, you know, some people loved it, some people hated it. I loved that show.
I loved it, too.
as a journalist. But she dated Aaron Rodgers for 3 years. And she's gone on to, you know, date other people. But she has had a thing for John Mulaney, it seems, for a while. So there is, in her own words, she has been quoted as saying that she met him originally at a wedding. They were at a wedding together. And she was like, oh, my gosh, do you and your fiance want to go have dinner or something and just go hang out? And she said, I was just so obsessed with hanging out with and talking with him after that wedding. This was in 2015.
So it was January 2015. So that wedding had to be 2014.
Oh, my goodness. 2014.
It was a long time ago.
Very long time ago. But I mean, is that appropriate? I'm just wondering, like, you know, it seems like it was like a fangirl type of thing, maybe innocent, but she emailed him afterwards and was hoping he would email her back. It seems like, yeah, she was nursing some affections for a long time.
I mean, we all have our crushes, and every once in a while you end up getting to be with your crush, but it doesn't always pan out in Hollywood, right? Like, I will never forget Katie Holmes in YM magazine talking about how much she had this massive crush on Tom Cruise. So
okay,
careful what you wish for and like take it easy.
I mean, so you're here for Jolivia? You're here for it?
I won't call them Jolivia. I can't do it. But yeah, yes, I'm here for it. I'm curious to see where it goes. I'm just really rooting for John Mulaney to be healthy. I think Olivia is lovely and she's an amazing voice as a feminist in Hollywood. So I'm rooting for her as well.
Nice, nice. And I am also rooting, I have to say, for Anna Marie Tendler to just move
yes.
on and be, because
be
in
okay.
her statement, it seemed like it was kind of one-sided that he ended their marriage. But look, if it wasn't right, I'm hoping she can find someone who is. Well, let's move on to what I was hinting at in my intro, because I just love this song.
I love
this girl. Olivia Rodrigo. So she is 18. She's known for her role as Nene Salazar Roberts in High School Musical, the musical, the series. And her hit Driver's License is actually about her ex and co-star Joshua Bassett. And it's just, oh my God.
It's the juiciest, song. Most delicious thing since Taylor Swift was 18. And
right?
like, fighting over Joe Jonas. Like,
you're a Swiftie too, so I need you to break this down for me. Her debut album, Sour, is coming out on May 21st. Everyone is really excited about this. And I first heard about Driver's License because, you know, I'm older, so I got it on SNL when Reggae Jean Page spoofed the song and just, yeah. And I watched that and I was like, what is this song? And then I could not
Wait,
stop
you really
playing.
Hadn't heard it before that, Janine?
I hadn't heard it before, no.
I am shocked. That sketch maybe was the sketch of the season. I've watched it more times than I should admit. I am so excited. Olivia is actually the musical guest on this week's episode of Saturday Night Live.
Nice.
So I hope that they somehow bring that back. And I think it's a really special song that really hits at your heartstrings.
But we can't fall too in love with it because she has so much more music out. And she recently talked to Billboard about, you know, that thing that I feel like most musicians say that they don't want to be pigeonholed. They don't want, you know, the song to get bigger than they are, than their music is, than their creativity is. I don't know. Do you feel like I don't see her being a one hit wonder, but
that is not going to happen. Look, I am a Swiftie, but I am also a huge, huge fan of High School Musical, the series. You watched season one of that and you know, this girl is a star with a capital S.
Nice.
Then she comes out with Driver's License. The sky is the limit for this girl. I'm here to tell you.
Oh, Brianne, thank you so much.
Anytime.
So So guys, I spoke earlier about wanting to get outside this weekend, and so many more people are doing that these days, what with the COVID-19 vaccine and people being vaccinated. Well, Dr. William Schaffner is no stranger to sitting down with me and explaining where we are in this pandemic. He's back again to talk more of the newest news about everything going on. So hi, Dr. Schaffner. It's great to have you back on.
Always good, Janine.
So yesterday, the CDC issued new mask guidelines. Those who have been fully vaccinated can now go maskless outdoors and indoors. So is it time for folks to hang up their masks or continue wearing them? I know this is a big debate just among my friend group.
Well, they were demasking guidelines, right? What they said for the first time was those people who are vaccinated could take off their masks not only outdoors, but indoors. They had a few exceptions, but I think this is a major step forward. And, you know, these vaccines are very, very strong. They work very well. And we've seen cases go down. And that combination, I think, persuaded the CDC to move things ahead.
But it still would be okay to wear your mask if you felt comfortable about it. You shouldn't feel shy about that either, right?
Of course not. And there will be people who will be very careful. You know, some people who are immunocompromised, they know that the vaccines don't work optimally in them. And so they'll do the belt and suspenders approach.
So, Dr. Schaffner, let me ask you now about the likelihood of getting COVID-19 if you are, in fact, vaccinated. So there's these new reports that say that 8 people within the New York Yankees organization have tested positive for the virus. But these players and staffers have already been vaccinated. So how likely is it for a vaccinated person to get the virus? And then what happens when you do? Like, what does the vaccine do for you in that situation?
Well, Janine, we have to remind everybody, we said at their best, these vaccines are 95% effective. And that does mean that all of us who are vaccinated have a very small chance that if we're exposed to the virus, we could still get infected. But among those Yankees, there's been only one person who's had symptoms. Not necessary to go into the hospital. The others just had positive tests. In other words, the vaccine is working exactly as advertised.
Got it. And so lastly, I got to ask about kids. I have two, a 6-year-old and a 9-month-old. And the Pfizer vaccine is now available for children aged 12 to 15. So my kids aren't there yet. But how safe is it for kids?
It is wonderfully safe. Of course, when you get an inoculation in the arm, you'll get a sore arm. And as we know, a small proportion of people, 10% or less, will feel kind of out of sorts the next day, may have an ache or a pain or a degree of fever. But that goes away. The kids were just that way. They had the same kind of profile of side effects that the older adolescents and the young adults did. And the vaccine was spectacularly successful. It was 100% successful in these youngsters. So I hope that everybody gets their children age 12 and over vaccinated. It'll make going to school this fall much easier for everyone.
Dr. Schaffner, thank you so much for just explaining everything for me.
Janine, it's always a pleasure, and we're all staying safer.
Next up, dancer extraordinaire Derek Hough talks about his new TV role, Life with His Girlfriend, and the hardest test he ever took. Stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Guys, on with me today is a man who can move like no other, world-renowned professional dancer, actor, and six-time Dancing with the Stars champion. Derek Huff is here to talk all about that and his newest gig, guest starring on the much-talked-about show with a head-scratcher of a name, Disney Plus's High School Musical, The Musical, The Series. Hi, Derek. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? I know it's an absolute mouthful, but it's actually quite fun, though. The name kind of sets the tone for the humor of the show, which I love. So
so tell me a little bit about your character. There's a lot of people who are making cameos and we're digging into this storyline a little bit more, but tell me about your character and how he enters.
Yeah, well, my character, Zach Roy, is, you know, an ex-love interest of Miss Jen. He went off and did, you know, big things, and now he's back into town and is the rival, you know, coach, the rival teacher.
Goodness. And for people, I'm sorry, I love this show, so I just jump right in. But for those who haven't seen it yet, so this is a show that is based off of the high school where High School Musical technically took place, who's putting on a musical about High School Musical.
Yeah. It's funny because when I try to explain to people who haven't seen it, it's like they go to the high school where they filmed High School Musical. So it's not in that world. It's in our world now, you know, if that makes sense.
It's like fun and a little cerebral at the same time. I really like it. Like, whoever came up with it.
Yeah, it's a vibe. It was a perfect approach. It was like, let's not try to recreate, you know, High School Musical. Let's do our own thing. But like, you pay them homage. So they did a great job.
Take me back to high school for you. What was your high school experience like, if you could put it in a nutshell?
My high school, it's hard to say because when I technically went to high school, I was living in London, you know. I went to school there, and so it was a very different experience, you know. Like we wear like school uniforms, and I was also dancing a lot, so I would practice every night, and then on the weekends travel to wherever I was traveling to compete. So I just remember being very busy, very tired, and proms, nothing like that.
No prom, no like steal away kisses at the locker, nothing like that.
I mean, there might have been a few of those, but but yeah, not a lot. Like I was quite the, I'm kind of a loner actually, to be honest with you. I was kind of like did my own thing. And during breaks, I would go to the art room by myself and draw and paint and something.
I mean, so did Driver's License, that great song by Olivia Rodrigo, who stars in High School Musical, The Musical, The Series, did that touch you? Did that just pull on your heartstrings like it did for me?
It traumatized me because I'm just kidding. No, getting my driver's license was such a traumatic experience that she's like, got my driver's license. I'm like, oh, you know, it took me four times
oh, no.
to pass my test. Because in England, you can't drive automatic. It has to be stick shift. And
oh, goodness.
And I feel like they, it's almost like they wanted to keep people off the road because the public transportation there is so good.
Yeah.
So they make it really, really, really hard for you to pass your test because they just don't want you driving. So yeah, it just brought up some of those old memories. And I was like,
wait, I am picturing
Olivia,
this.
Why? Like, why?
I'm picturing this, how hard it was for you and you just getting that slip saying denied. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
And the worst part about it was that they would be like, oh, Derek, what are we going to do here? I'll turn left here. And so I turned left and like, all right, you just failed. And I'm like, what?
No.
And they're like, well, there's no turn left. I was like, well, why did you tell me to turn left? He was like, well, anyways, it was all like gotcha moments. They were like,
that is so tricky. Wait, so you and Juliana, like, did you guys go to school together? Like, did you have that like kind of sibling bond? Like, I'm looking out for you in school?
Yeah, there definitely was that. Yeah. It took us an hour to get to school every day, you know, by train. She was like 9-10 years old. So definitely looking out for her, you know, in the big city. So.
And I just love you guys, Bond. I mean, one, the shared talent. You might as well be twins with how talented you both are. But the bond as well. How often do you guys catch up? Like, is it a daily like, hey, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah, it is. It is. We're always talking to each other, you know, catching up with what's going on. And we, you know, we have some. There's some things in the future that, you know, might be happening. And so we're excited about that. But we're just catching up and we're, I just talked to her yesterday, actually.
Nice, nice, nice. And so take me into Dancing with the Stars, being, you know, on the dais now, like, you know, off the floor and being able to, what is that like for you stepping into that different role?
It feels great. Honestly, I really enjoy it. I enjoy it too, because I know wholeheartedly what everybody's going through, and I genuinely want everybody to do well and to succeed and to get better and to improve. So I try to do my best to help them with those things. But I'm looking forward to the season too, because Len Goodman's going to be back as well. So, it'll be fun to judge with him and see how that is, what that dynamic's going to feel like.
Season number 30, right?
What the heck? I remember joining season five, and I think somebody said to me, they go, oh, this show has like two more seasons left in it, you know?
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, well, I better make the best of it, you know? And here we are. 30 seasons. It's insane.
And so I have been watching, even though things have been slowed down and there's a pandemic and all of that, your TikTok has been popping off, okay? You're like the king of dances on TikTok. Did you like take to the app, you know, in amid quarantine like a lot of people, or were you an early adapter?
I got in a little earlier, actually, strangely enough. I got in just before quarantine. I was visiting my niece and nephew or something, and
they were the kids.
Yep. And I was I was just like, what is this thing? And it took me a second, and then once I got into it, I just couldn't. It was just so much fun. For me, it was just permission. It was like green light to be dorky and ridiculous. But also, you are exposed to a lot of amazing talent. Like,
yes,
like really creative people, videography and effects and all sorts of cool things. And it's just kind of fun to sort of touch base with those people for future possible projects and things like that, you know, so.
Networking too. Look at that. I created one. I did like one challenge, I think. I just got to figure it out a little more.
it's almost like gambling, where it's like, it's hosting something and then you'll just get one that like hits and like it just, and it goes like that. And you're like, oh. And it's just, you're like, okay, all right, let's do some more.
And speaking of that, you and your girlfriend Haley recently recreated the dance that you say made us fall in love, which involved the very first kiss shared between you two. So take us back into that magical moment.
It was magical. It's quite funny, actually. Relationship just in general, our beginning of a relationship was so just, it was just weird. And just, you know, it wasn't like, like petals and doves flying over it. But it was a moment where we realized we liked each other. So that moment, and it's wild just to reflect on that. And to think that we have it on
6 years, right?
And the fact that we have it on camera, that somebody was filming in the audience and kind of caught that moment, is pretty cool.
That was Derek Hough. For more on him, head over to people.com. And now, sending you off into the weekend with something to make you smile, courtesy of a proud uncle named Chris Rooney and his little toddler niece, Marley. They are best friends who do a lot together, as evidenced by his posts on social media, where you can see them practicing pouring juice in a glass, trying almond milk, and cooking. So Marley took a few of her first steps by herself, and her ecstatic uncle just let out this enthusiastic, yay! And Marley put her spin on it. Listen.
Yay!
Yay! Yay!
Yay!
Yes, that was a yeet, the popular Gen Z refrain. Baby is on trend already. And with that, have a great weekend. People Every Day is produced by Julia Weaver, with help from Fallon Harge, Maureen Malarkey, and Aliza Sessler. Executive produced by Christina Everett and mixed by Mary Duke, Josh Fisher, and Bahid Frazier. People's executive producers are David Flumenbaum and Zoe Ruderman. Special thanks to Will Lee, Carrie Lieberman, and the incredible staff at iHeartMedia and People.